Chapter 1. I Have a New Father. It was a terrible stormy night, 6 months after my father's death. My mother was sitting alone by the fire, waiting for her baby to arrive. She was feeling sad and ill. Suddenly, she heard a noise outside. "There's someone at the door, Peggotty," my mother called. "Who is it?" Peggotty was her servant and her only real friend. "I'll go and see," Peggotty replied. She went and opened the door. Miss Trotwood, my father's aunt, followed Peggotty into the sitting room. This was her first visit since my parents' marriage, because she did not have a high opinion of my mother. "Where's the baby?" she asked. Her loud voice frightened my mother, who began to cry. "It isn't here yet," my mother said unhappily. "It will come soon." "Dear, dear," Miss Trotwood said in her loud voice, "you're only a baby yourself, aren't you? Now your husband is dead and you're alone. But don't worry, the baby will be a little girl, and I like little girls. You can call her Betsy Trotwood Copperfield. Then I'll help you look after the baby."
"Thank you," my mother said. "I'm sorry, I have to leave you now. I don't feel well. I'm going to my room."
She called Peggotty, who took her slowly upstairs. Soon after that, the doctor arrived. Miss Trotwood sat in a chair and waited. When the doctor came downstairs again, she jumped up.
"Has the baby arrived?" she asked.
"Yes," he said.
"And how is she?"
"She is a he," he told her. "The baby is a boy." Without a word, Miss Trotwood picked up her hat and left the house. She never saw my mother again. I was that baby, and my name is David Copperfield. The years went past, and I reached the age of 6. At that time, I knew 2 people, my mother and Peggotty. I loved them very much, and Peggotty was always good and kind. We were all very happy together. My mother and I went to church every Sunday. One Sunday, a man stopped us when we were leaving the church. He had black hair and dark eyes, and I was afraid of him.
"Good morning, Mrs. Copperfield," he said.
"Good morning, Mr. Murdstone," she answered.
"I hope that you are well," he continued.
He was smiling at me in a way that I did not like. I did not smile.
"Very well, thank you, Mr. Murdstone," she said.
He put his hand on my head.
"Is this David your little boy?" he asked.
I moved quickly away. He looked angry for a moment. Then he smiled at my mother.